Built in 1902, the Jefferson Avenue footbridge crosses 13 tracks of the Burlington Northern Rail Yard. The structure, which is on the National Register of Historic Places, has become a tourism staple for Springfield. It's why many came to the bridge's defense during a recent city council session that explored plans for its rehabilitation.
It's a big part of Commercial Street, and for the people that had to come across the tracks.
Tommy Pike worked for the Frisco Railway for over 30 years, starting with the company in 1970. He says the railroad sold the property, including the footbridge, to the city. A full rehabilitation, he said, would continue to benefit the city economically.
People don't realize there is a big interest about historic tourism. Whether people believe it or not, tourism is probably the biggest industry in the state of Missouri.
Most of those who spoke at a public hearing on the topic last month, including Pike, encouraged the city council to take steps to restore the structure. James Kessler said he believes the footbridge is one of the last pieces of history the area has.
That bridge right there has the power to revive this whole area of Commercial Street, bring tourists down like crazy if it's promoted properly, and change everything over here. It's not just a bridge. It's a key tourist attraction, and it brings Springfield a lot of business.
Existing businesses along the corridor have been supportive of the restoration effort. Mary Collette, co-owner of the historic firehouse and Save Our Footbridge committee member, says she doesn't want to see another piece of history go.
This is really too long of structures that, as a community today, in hindsight, if we had the opportunity to go back and resurrect them, I think there would be a lot of community support for it. And we don't want to see the footbridge added to that list of something that somebody wish we could or would have.
In recent years, Springfield has worked to resurrect its status as the birthplace of Route 66. The Colonial Hotel, which was demolished in 1997, has been cited by citizens as one of the city's lost historic landmarks. It was from this venue in 1926 that a telegram was sent to federal officials naming U.S. 66. Pike, who serves as the Route 66 Association of Missouri president, says they are currently working to make the route a National Historic Trail.
I was told you can't save everything, but there's some things, such as this bridge, that should survive.
Transportation to historic C Street from the neighborhoods across the tracks to the north is another reason citizens value the footbridge. Doug Bright is a frequent C Street visitor.
I've only lived up here 3 years, but just even in that 3 years, that bridge has come very handy, not just for me, but the block I live on is a lot of middle-aged, older people. So now we got to walk an extra 6-7 blocks east, 6-7 blocks west, just to get into the downtown area.
Preserving the bridge is not the only option being voiced by citizens. Tim Havens, also a speaker at last month's meeting, said the city has other projects he thinks this amount of money should go toward.
I'm not against saving history. I mean, there are a few things we just have to save. But what are we going to do with this? We can decorate it for Christmas. Our kids won't care about it. Maybe we don't tear it down, but our grandkids will.
While council has not approved the plan to rehabilitate the bridge, it did last month give the go-ahead to spend $200,000 for the structural design phase of the preservation. The funding is available through its 1/8-cent transportation sales tax. Beyond this initial step, it's unclear how the city would identify the nearly $3 million in upfront expenses to preserve the bridge, which was the option most requested by survey responders. At its January meeting, council anticipated a design phase would take approximately 6 months. For KSMU News, I'm Denisha Hogue.